Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Does God exist? Is Jesus divine? What is the mission of the Catholic Church, its authority and authenticity, taking into consideration the Reformation denominations? What are the modern Christian concerns about issues like euthanasia and terrorism? Those issues and many more addressed in the new book by Peter Masaryk, Modern Catholic Concerns. Peter was born in Germany, migrated to Australia with his parents in 1949, obtained a law degree from Sydney University, also a diploma in criminology, further postgraduate studies in arts, a distinguished law career, now retired, a lifelong interest in theology. Peter Masaryk, author of Modern Catholic Concerns, is our guest from Australia on This Week in America. Peter, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm delighted to be here.
I am looking forward to this discussion today, the conversation we're going to have. So many interesting topics. And I'll start by asking you the inspiration for this. What was the motivation to write this book, Modern Catholic Concerns?
Well, there really wasn't any eureka-type moment of inspiration. It was more a gradual process. My wife died in 2003, and after that, I continued to do some consulting work for the Law Society to try and recover from that loss. And after that, I looked at my life and I thought, what can I do with the rest of my life that is worthwhile? I've always believed that helping other people was worthwhile, and I believed that sharing the knowledge that I'd acquired over the years with other people about this religious issues is a worthwhile project. So I decided to plan out the book and then to start writing. It wasn't a driving inspiration in the sense that I really only worked on the book on average, say, one day a week. So it's taken me quite a while to write the book, but I believed that it was worthwhile. So my inspiration was a desire to help other people consider and make more informed decisions about these sorts of issues.
And the book is getting excellent reviews. Is the book only for Catholics, do you think?
No, it's not only for Catholics. It was written with the intention to enable Catholics to hear the arguments that other people have, their friends and acquaintances who might not be Catholics and who have different views from these. And if we respect the intelligence and integrity of our friends, sometimes their arguments have that sort of ring of truth about, or that ring of credibility about them. So I thought we need to be able to know what the strengths and weaknesses are of our own arguments, because some people, when they discuss matters like religion, they tend to argue as if, you know, we're stupid if we don't agree with them. So I'm really looking at the respectability of the fundamental arguments about the Catholic faith, or in fact any religion. So the issue of does God exist is not just for Catholics, it's for everyone. Even atheists might be able to profit from an analysis of the reasons that I put in there. And the arguments that I've put in the book are the arguments that have been developed over the years by some of the greatest minds in human history. This is not my original work. I'm merely analysing and giving an assessment of the persuasive value of these arguments. So, yeah, it's non-Catholics can benefit from reading certainly part one of my book, which is basically from my experience as a lawyer, what is the sort of evidence that we might be able to look at, and how does evidence amount to a proof? That's the body of evidence, and then proof then leads to persuasion. So part one of the book is the parameters of what might persuade us about religious issues. Then part two is the existence of God. Part three is the divinity of Jesus. That's basically aimed at Christians, because non-Christians are really not interested in that. They have their own theology. Part four, again, is aimed mainly at Christians because that talks about the church and some of the Reformation churches that were founded in those times when the Catholic Church was in need of reform. And then part five is really a Christian perspective on the modern issues that you briefly outlined before, like terrorism, child sexual abuse, and euthanasia, abortion, yes, stem cell cloning, and so on. So those are the basic areas, and non-Christians can perhaps understand Christians better by reading that section, just to give them a perspective on why Christians believe certain things. And for a lot of Christians who aren't up to date on some of the latest church thinking about these things, it's informative to know what the church thinks and what the church thinks are proper Christian attitudes to some of these issues.
Peter Mazurek is our guest on the program from Australia, author of the book Modern Catholic Concerns. The book's available at Amazon, at Ex Libris. Peter has his own website, and if you Google Peter, and the last name is M-A-Z-U-R-E-K, you'll get information on his website. You get information on Peter. You can order the book there as well, and information wherever the book is available. As you're writing something like this and you're talking about it, people understand that you're writing this book. Did anybody say, Peter, what are your qualifications to write this? Did that come up as you were working on this book?
It's certainly a concern that I had because I'm not a priest or a cleric in any sense. I'm an ordinary lay Catholic. My qualifications are in terms of writing part one of the book, my knowledge and experience as a lawyer in relation to part two of the book, The Existence of God, my studies in philosophy at Sydney University made me familiar with all of the great minds who have come up with these sorts of arguments and issues, and then my experience as a lawyer with the work that I did for the professional conduct department of the Law Society of New South Wales, that I think qualified me to write reports. What I did there was to write a lot of reports for a professional conduct committee, which was basically an objective assessment of the arguments or what a complainant said about the, say, conduct of a solicitor and what the solicitor responded. So I looked at the arguments for and against both the complaint and the solicitor's response, and then I gave an objective assessment. So the ability to make an objective assessment of the arguments is what we lawyers find is a luxury, because usually we have to argue only one side of the case. But I was able to, from my experience, to be fair and to put the arguments and the weaknesses of both sides, for and against, in my reports to the Professional Conduct Committee, and I've styled the book in the same way. I'm actually writing a report, as it were, to anybody interested in these religious issues and saying, objectively, this is what I think. So my experience, I think, qualifies me to be objective about this, and of course my knowledge of the Catholic faith and my readings and my attention to current affairs, like terrorism and so on, we can't escape knowing too much or a little about these things just from, you know, watching the news on the media.
Yes, yes.
So I think those are my qualifications.
How did you identify what concerns, topics that are impacting many Catholics in our time? You mentioned several of those. There are a number out there. How did you go about identifying those that you wanted to address?
Well, the basic or the first issue is the existence of God. This is really a very fundamental issue, and it's been something that throughout human history has been of concern. So that every generation of every nation asks itself the question, does God exist? So it's still a modern concern from that point of view. From the point of view of Catholics, the divinity of Jesus is still a modern concern because there are approximately 7 billion people on our planet. Over a billion of those are Muslims, and they believe that Jesus was a great prophet, but he was not divine. The Jewish faith considers that Jesus was a heretic, but he was an ordinary man who claimed to be God, but was not. The rest of the population, half of the world is atheists. To them, the existence of Jesus or the divinity of Jesus is irrelevant. And again, in Hinduism and Buddhism, the existence of Jesus is irrelevant. So they're, you know, 6/7 of the world don't believe in the divinity of Jesus, and it would be informative for us to be able to justify our belief in the divinity of Jesus, and it will be informative to non-Catholics to understand what our arguments are, and that our argument isn't just blind faith, as it were. So we have some substantial arguments to believe that, and it makes our belief in the divinity of Jesus respectable. So that's those two main issues. The authenticity of the church. The church has in recent times been undergoing problems. We go back in history, and I look at some of the history in the book about the Reformation, when the church was badly in need of reform. The current world crisis in child sexual abuse has really seriously damaged the reputation of the church, and the church is going to have to win back that confidence from the people. So that's a current issue that the church has to address, and it's doing that. The current affairs issues, like, as I say, terrorism and euthanasia, assisted suicide, those things, they're important, and I think a lot of Catholics and other people don't really know all that much about it. I've gone into some of the technology of, for example, cloning and stem cell research, and a lot of Catholics are probably misinformed. They might think that the church opposes stem cell research. It, in fact, doesn't. So without wanting to give too many spoilers about the book, those are the sorts of issues that I think Catholics and even non-Catholics can find informative. And the whole object of the exercise is to allow people to make more informed decisions or form more informed judgments and views about these sorts of issues.
Peter Mazurek, our guest on the program, author of the book Modern Catholic Concerns. You'll find the book at Ex Libris. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Peter's book. And if you Google him, that's Mazurek, you'll find his website as well. Why do you consider the existence of God and the divinity of Jesus to be modern concerns? How did you put those in that category?
Well, again, because it's a question that every generation of every nation asks itself.
Yes.
It's been going on throughout history. And in some of the books that I've referred to in the sources in my book, there are books that deal with this, that go right through, starting from the earliest of history of man, and who have indicated that in those times, virtually everybody believed in the existence of God. But today, as I say, 6/7 of the world doesn't believe in the divinity of Jesus, and half the world population, about 3.5 billion, are atheists who don't believe in the existence of God. So it is an important issue. There's been a dramatic change in people's attitudes as technology has increased, as science has given us the theories of evolution and the Big Bang theory. This has, I think, led to a lot of people doubting the existence of God. But if you go back, for example, to the time of Jesus, everybody believed in the existence of God. So things have changed, and it's an important modern issue that even non-Catholics might benefit from. The same, as I say, applies to the existence of or the divinity of Jesus.
Who do you hope reads this book, or do you consider this maybe preaching to the choir, to the converted?
Well, it's not a book that tries to proselytize anything. It's not preaching to the converted because it's not a devotional book. It really considers the issues that the of the belief in God and so on as very fundamental. These things underlie the theology of most of the religions of the world. So that I'm looking at the issues from a more philosophical or fundamental level than the teachings of any particular church. So I'm not preaching to the converted. I'm not trying to convert anybody to any particular religion. I'm trying to make the point that belief in God is just as legitimate as non-belief in God, because there is no compelling evidence one way or the other. So the faith is really a matter of choice, and you've got to be persuaded in order to make that choice. And you're persuaded by evidence and arguments. And this is what I've done. I've presented the evidence and arguments and hope that people think for themselves. I trust human intelligence. And if I give people the arguments, I'm sure that they can think it out for themselves and work out what they want to believe.
This book, because of that, is different than others out there, isn't it?
It is different in the sense that most of the books that I've seen on the bookshelves and available on libraries and so on are books that are either devotional or, for example, informative about the theology and doctrines and dogma of the various religions. This book doesn't do that. I do, in fact, list the dogmas of the Catholic Church in my book, but I list them only. I don't really discuss them. I'm simply saying these are what the dogmas are, so that in relation to other books, yeah, it is about religion, but it's at a very fundamental level, and there's no book that I've seen that covers the same sorts of areas that I've covered in my book. It is different in that way.
Yes, and I'm looking at this, and I wonder the challenges of being objective, unbiased, as you put the book together and publish it. How challenging was that to be right down the middle in this and just presenting the information and then letting us decide?
As I've said, it's a luxury for a lawyer to be able to be objective, because we have to normally do our best and argue the positive side of the case that we represent, so that when we have the opportunity as a lawyer to give an objective assessment, it's a bit like a judge who's addressing a jury, who might say, well, this is the evidence, you might think this about it, or you might think that about it. It's really, as I say, a luxury, and it was a pleasure for me to be able to take that approach to it. And it was my experience with the Law Society in writing reports to the committees that enabled me to acquire the skill to do that. But as I point out in the introduction of my book, I am a Catholic. I do believe in the existence of God and the divinity of Jesus. So that whilst I have really tried conscientiously to be objective, I must concede that some of my conclusions and so on may well be colored by what I do actually personally believe.
What benefit do you hope that readers get from reading your book, Modern Catholic Concerns? What do you hope we take away? What benefit?
The primary purpose of the book is to give people information. As I've said, I trust human intelligence. People can think for themselves, and I want them to think for themselves. And when they think for themselves, then if there's anything in this book that they didn't already know, and I hope that I'm being informative in the book, then they will be able to make a more informed decision. It doesn't matter to me what decision people make. It doesn't matter if they don't change their views, so long as the benefit that they can see from the book is that their decision is more informed than it would have been had they not read the book or not acquired the additional information that is in this book.
With us on the program, Peter Mazurek. He's coming to us from Australia via Skype, talking about his book, Modern Catholic Concerns. You can find the book at exlibris@amazon.com. You can go Google Peter. He's got a website that'll be coming up, and the book available at other sources as well. Peter's last name is spelled M-A-Z-U-R-E-K. Peter, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Excellent job with the book. You're laying out the information there for us and giving us a chance to use that information, formulate our own opinions. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. I'm delighted to have had the opportunity to perhaps tell people a little bit more about the book than you can just read from the dust jacket.
Well, it's been very informative, and it's a read that will keep you hanging on, giving you more information, and you can use that information, again, as I say, to form your own opinions. It's written in that way. Modern Catholic Concerns, Peter Mazurek, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.